had to sing a theme song
in the middle of the night.
I had to sing a theme song
in the middle of the night.
Had the house of confusion.
Of Cuckoos, brought to you in part by Boot in Your Ass Beer, and also in part by Joycat, the 3-year kitten. Come get yours before they run out of time. Joycat.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
The House of Cuckoos radio show?
Broadcast live.
Live!
In your head.
Can you hear between your ears?
Brought to you in part by us.
And?
The House of Cuckoos. And your imagination. Together again for the first time, we bring you us.
Here at the House of Cuckoos radio show.
House of Cuckoos radio show?
Are you glad you're listening to the House of Cuckoos radio show?
We're listening. I'm listening. I'm going to, slide over here.
You're listening to what?
Listen to the House of Cuckoos radio show. The House of Cuckoos radio show, real close. Get real close, and I don't really have to talk loud. But I am closer to the microphone, so maybe I'm coming in crisp and clear in your ear. Speed a level, but then I back up a little bit farther, pick up a little bit tone in my voice. And I'm loud over here, goddamn. He's loud. Shut the fuck up. People are trying to sleep.
That's right. Check, check, check.
Microphone, check up.
Speak again.
Hello, hello, hello. 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 Is it me you're looking for?
My wire won't lay down.
Hello.
My wire's too stiff to go down.
Hello. Hello.
What am I supposed to do with this wire that's too stiff to go down? Hello. Young lady, can you help me with this wire that won't go down?
Yeah, you help me with my wire too, young lady. Not really having a problem with my wire.
It keeps popping.
Well, you can help me. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Butterwell. Mr. Yes. Butterwell.
Butterwell.
Dude, you just fucked it up. Stop touching shit.
So there I am. If I talk in
a loud, clear voice.
Clothes would just be deep. How you doing, mythology?
Hey, Robin, how you doing? Let me look at your breast. Okay, you got big little laminads.
Laminads?
Laminads. Let me see your little laminads. Let me see your little laminads.
Hey, here we are on the show again.
Hey, Baba Boy.
Hey, Baba Boy.
So when I talk back here, 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 when I talk back
here, when I talk. We made it. We made it partway through winter.
Partway through winter in this beautiful month of February.
Our February, March. Our Valentine, St. Patrick's, I guess. Although
it'll be out before St. Patrick's.
Not enough people will listen to it in time
for St.
Patrick's.
That's my conundrum there, buddy.
Can you have a St. Patrick wish you a happy Valentine's?
Valentine's. Well, it wasn't happy Valentine. It all took place in Ireland, too. St. Valentine and
you know,
Saint
happy
Patrick.
Valentine, I think, was an Irish porn star. He was...
Happy Valentine! Show me your wee little shillelagh. I've got to wrap you on your skull.
So have you gone tobogganing in the winter weather yet?
I have not. I don't think my...
They have chutes.
Chutes now.
Chutes. Even if it doesn't snow now, they make fake ice.
They make fake ice?
So you can go down the chute.
And you...
It's cold and wintry. Decrepit and cretched. I'm going to turn into that curmudgeon. That old cranky man. Oh, look at her. Get off my lawn. But sir, my foot barely hit it.
Instead of a Clint Eastwood way, do it on George Clooney way.
George Clooney way.
Hey, get off my lawn or I'm going to sleep with your wife.
Hey.
You know, that kind of thing.
Because I can.
I'm George Clooney. At 78.
I don't know where that came from.
This is the Pseudo Boom. Live in your brain. with the House of Cuckoos radio show, the Pseudo Boom, coming at you in stereo. The Pseudo Boom, bam, the bamboozle boom, pseudo of the booms and the boomy booms, because I am the Pseudo Boom.
Loud in your ear. We're not professionals.
Some days.
Some days. Right now, we are a cuckoo.
Burning the incense. Just let it adrift in the air. It's the incense of insanity. Do you feel it? It's a stick of insanity. It's just enough to make your
day.
It's
what allows us to be the cuckoos that we are.
People think, oh, you drink, you're smoking weed. I am not a drinker. No, we just burn this incense in the background.
Yeah, it's cuckoo incense.
Let it breathe in.
We inhale the delight that is the incense of the cuckoo. Not to be confused with the upstart, the House of Dodos.
It has a pumpkin kind of smell to it.
That lady left her vibrator.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, chap.
It's a fine day through the telephone. All right. Where are we at here?
Another side of dimension.
Another side. Porcuary. We already passed the month of Porcuary. It's in between 2 months. Can you figure out what month Porcuary is?
It's between Route 91 Hudson.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you there. Porcuary!
Porcuary's now a store.
It's a store? It.
That's right.
What can I get at Porcuary store?
Porcuary helps with all your relationship problems, all your relationship needs, and all your intimacies. If you just stop here at Porcuary, Porcuary brand products are there to help.
Can I get body lotions and hot oil rubs?
Hot oil rubs here on the spot, plus lessons from our own manager and masseuse, Burl.
How you doing?
Oh, Burl, I need help with my relationship. Me and my woman lady ain't getting along really well, and we kind of needed some help in that department of loving.
No problem. Step into my back room.
All right. Now explain to me what you're going to show me, so that I may apply that to my real life situations, Burl.
Now, just wait a minute. This is a family-friendly show and a showcase place. No children allowed. You'll need to come on down to see what we're all about. Now, back to the fun. Porcuary. Aren't you where you need to be when you need to be intimacy with Porcuary?
I do enjoy the long line of Porcuary products. They got the dungulator, the ticulator, the pungulagoid.
Pungulagoid is one of our top sellers. Won't you come down? We even have cow size. That's right, Porcuary, Route 91 Hudson in Pennsylvania. Look for the broken-down pickup truck.
I shop there all the time.
So do I love Porcuary.
Porcuary brand born products by S-Wax.
By S-Wax.
Pennsylvania.
S-Wax, Pennsylvania. Now we know where they're from.
Of a child will always ask you the right question for your colloquial usage of certain ways we talk.
Yes, know. There you go.
How do you mean?
There it is.
Where's what? Or you say, hey, you guys, to girls down south, you know, they're like, well, what about us? Well, I meant all of you guys together. See, up here in northern U.S. of A., we sometimes say, hey, you guys. I mean, everybody in the room,
yes,
men and women.
It's that archaic patriarchal usage.
Yeah. Hey, guys,
man,
come on. Hey, guys.
Man.
But I'm pretty sure.
Superiority over the other sexes, as if there's more than two.
Could a hermaphrodite be considered the third sex? Because they have both organs.
Right, that's why the trisexual joke is out there. You know. But yes, they are.
I'll try anything once.
twice, three times.
Shouldn't you try anything three times? If you're a trisexual, you should try things three times if you're a trisexual.
No, it's that he means he tries anything. T-R-Y
once,
sexual.
But once.
Oh, I try everything.
Oh, try. That still really means three.
T-R-Y sexual. Trisexual.
Well, how do you spell tricycle?
Tricycle. Tricycle.
Oh, wait, you do spell it than I before Y except after E. Remember that, kids.
Yes, children. Keep your hands out of the bike spokes.
The House of Cuckoos radio show.
Hi, I'm Gordon Lee Sullivan, filling in for Antonio Lucifer here. I'm here with Urban Hippie Brownie Cat. He's just let me sit in for like a minute or two before he kicks me out here.
Well, Gordon, are you going to sing one of them songs you learned when you were traveling down south on the southern roads?
One of them good songs. I learned one of them Louisiana songs. I got some Alabama songs. It's just going to go like this here. There it is. Here it is. All right, hit it. Thank you, Gordon Lee Sullivan with Urban Hippie. We're going to sing you a telesong. There it is, I'm wandering along the road. There it is again, just me and my bare feet, walking on the highway down the street. There it is, I'm Gordon Lee Sullivan, and there it is. I'm a squatter, I'm a wanderer, I like my suits and my bare feet boots. But no boots on my feet, thank you very much. Just a wanderer and a ponderer. I'm Gordon Lee Sullivan, but I don't believe in anything but me. Anything but me I believe in. I'm just a wanderer, thank you very much. 'Cause there it is, and there it is. I've been there before. Been a long and winding road. I lost my home years ago, but there it is. There it is. I'm only 32, but I don't know what the fuck to do. But there it is. I just wander, and then I squat, take a plop, and see. Drink my diet Sprite. There it is. We pick up the tempo here. You're challenging me, are you, Mr. Urban Hippie there?
Yes.
There it is. Long and winding road, at a truck stop I will go, but there it is. I like to visit the little places of the world known as America. That's all there is to me, just the world of America. But there it is. Don't get going on down the road, but there it is. But there it is. I'm Gordon Lee Sullivan. I've been everywhere, but there it is again. I'm wandering along the road, dusty road, dusty road, dusty road. My throat is parched. Got a cop squatting on this porch. See some cider on the side of their house. Finger in it, tasted good. Dip a finger, drink it all tonight. Spike this wandering road of mine. Gordon Lee Sullivan. Wandering road. I'm Gordon Lee. Gordon Lee Sullivan, that's me. I'm Gordon Lee. I'm Gordon Lee. I'm Gordon Lee. There it is, that's me. I'm Gordon Lee. I'm Gordon Lee, but there it is again. There it is again, my friend. Let me get up, get going down this road again, my friend. It's time for me to leave, I'm Gordon Lee. As I go wandering, there it is.
Thanks, Mr. Urban Hippie. I gotta go now. It's been fun. Thank you very much.
I'm just gonna go out this door here.
Hold on. Wait.
No,
you're still connected to the microphone. Oh, ah!
Hello today, peoples! This is Viva La Pickles! I am your host, El Coño Dornados. We are south of the border, and we are going to have good times to show you today.
Like what?
We have an American senator who made the unfortunate trip of coming down south of the border. He's worth lots of money to my gorilla band. Yes, I have a band of gorillas. This is Eduardo, the leader of the band.
And I am.
I am the host of the show. And we are asking $2 million American dollars for this senator.
Who's up first in the bid?
Porcuary, in the month of Porcuary.
February and Valentine's, you know, Porcuary.
It's wedged in between 2 months,
Porcuary. Ah, okay.
Yes.
So are we in it right now?
Are we in the phase of Porcuary?
Yeah, yes, Porcuary. It's a moon phase between where everybody wants to hump.
It's the new moon. Porcuary.
Woo! The new moon, Porcuary.
All the dogs are always in Porcuary.
In Porcuary.
Some of the cats when they're in heat.
They are blessed by the Porcuary gods and goddesses of Porcuary. Did you splay that with your lips?
Clench it. You thought you were going to get that coffee, didn't
you? No.
Just kidding.
That was a whole joke. Like, hey, thank you. Ha 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 ha.
Have you ever been so excited you ran from an old car to go get orange juice and beans?
That's it, dude. When it's a cookout, it's a picnic at a park.
I guess your tummy could handle it back in the old days.
Well, you have this big pot of baked beans.
You could smell it.
In the center, and you see two hands holding it.
Right. Are they your hands?
They're female hands. They could be my hands.
Nice nails.
To the left, what? You have a grill with hamburgers grilling.
Boingus burgers.
To the right next to the big pot, you have a big glass of orange juice.
Yes.
And in the distance, running from that, looks like that looks like a 1961
I would think.
Chevy?
Yeah, I was at least right
red,
then, beginning of the color.
Hard top.
Middle-aged man.
White strip.
I'm guessing his father and daughters, but he looks like grandpa.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because grandpa's now dressed like middle-aged guys did back then. That's why.
So you see an older man in the middle with two younger... Well, this is definitely a child on the
right. Yeah,
that's definitely a child on
this
the right.
One
that
either
could be the wife.
Could be a wife or an
older... Or another daughter.
Yes, the responsible one.
And so they're all three running from this beautiful Chevy in the background. Towards the big baked beans, and they look excited.
Have you ever been so excited for orange juice and baked beans?
And
those
burgers.
Yes.
Burgers on the grill. Baked beans for a thrill. Orange juice.
That's
just
is that photograph, I guess?
If I had a choice between water and orange juice to drink with my meal, I think I would take the water. Not that I dislike the orange juice. I do like orange juice.
Aciticness.
But to me, it's not going to work with the baked beans and the hamburger. I think I'll
stick with
the water. If that's all I have.
Baby's happy bird.
Happy bird.
Listen to the latest story word.
Story word.
And in their propaganda, we have found.
We have found.
The distinction that's going round.
Going round.
Now we don't want you twitching in a fit.
Because
your politics go like what we call it.
We call it.
What you voted for is what you're gonna get. Covered by Alberta stinking shit.
Stinking shit.
But too much fertilizer's bad for all the plants. Too much fertilizer's bad for spuds, snake plants, grapeseed too.
Grapeseed too.
Grapeseed too.
Grapeseed too.
Canola fools.
Canola fools.
Canola fools.
Canola fools.
Let's all sell out to the biggest bug.
Biggest bug.
There's five things they make us suck.
Make us suck.
And their water every day.
Every day.
Sell it till we've sold it all away.
All away.
Close public hospitals and blow them up.
Blow
them up. Health care into the corporate clutch.
Corporate clutch.
Spend millions to say everything
either come or die today.
Die today.
Too much fertilizer's bad for all them plants. Too much fertilizer's bad for spuds, snake plants, grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
No fools.
No fools.
No fools.
No fools.
So we'll come throughout the pouring cash.
Pouring cash.
Let them break our land and do the dash. Corporations poison earth and sky.
Sky.
Rich will all be richer when they die.
When they die.
Take the funding away from schools.
From schools.
Turn our population into fools.
Into fools.
We will tell you it's all worth it. Ground and for it uses you can shit.
You can shit.
But too much fertilizer's bad for all the plants. Too much fertilizer, bad for spuds, snake plants, grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
And all the fools.
All the fools.
And all the fools.
All the fools.
Reminding the size of the
earth.
Toxic gas is the form and they sick.
And they sick.
I must come for Alberta to decline.
Decline.
And give the drug to boot the time.
The time.
Now there you have your famous you have heard.
You have heard.
Too much fertilizer's bad for all the plants. Too much fertilizer's bad for bugs, snake plants, grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
Grapes and dew.
No fools.
No fools.
No fools.
No fools.
Just heard Alberta stinking shit from the delightful talents of Dr. Reefer, all the way from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Ooh. This great eccentric group consists of Ken Kirk and Miss Ganja Soldier, who make up Dr. Reefer, and you can get more wonderful tunes of mixed varieties at thegreatreverbnation.com/Dr. Reefer. DOCTORREEFER. One word. A challenge for those Reefer types. All types of music from hip-hop to spoken word to raver delights can be found here, and yes, Dr. Reefer is a supporter of marijuana legalization. Now, we don't push big political agendas, but we do appreciate what Ken is doing for Canada and all of us other supporters out here. Also, we are aware not all our cuckoo fans agree with everything Dr. Reefer stands for, but if you are interested in what's going on, be sure to check out his web pages. That's Ken's web pages as Dr. Reefer and himself. Plenty of worthy info regarding his cause at his MySpace.com page. Again, Dr. Reefer, one word, after the / there, MySpace.com, as well as Facebook.com, Dr. Reefer, but he tricks you on that one. It's DOCTORREEFER on his Facebook page. And read Ken's story. He's one hell of a tough dude. Been through a lot, and he's supporting a lot. Even the great Mark Emery out there, the people know that. And to those that could care less, let's get back to the show. And if you do care, let's get back to the show. Either way, it's the House of Cuckoos radio show. Yeah, it's a...
Martial arts and boxing, even boxing and all that. Even the cage fighting now is getting...
It's getting to a point where, I mean...
Probably still the most realistic sport, but there's still
limited. Oh, it is. I still love
trying
my
to put
MMA.
Drama behind it with these new
Yeah, stars. I know. I mean, I enjoy watching UFC, but I love the older ones because of that. They didn't try to put on their showmanship with the, like, you know...
Yeah,
they would interview the fighters, talk to them, get to know them. But now, I don't want to see this showboaty ring entrance. It just reminds me of professional wrestling.
Right.
I mean, for as much as I used to love watching professional wrestling for the fact that
your mind is run with it.
Soap opera.
Yeah.
It was like man soap opera, or it was like a comic book come to life. These men and women in professional wrestling, they appeared to be superheroes and super villains. They were big, they were strong, they could do things with their body that most professional athletes can't fucking do, period. These people who want to call it fake, yeah, the outcome is predetermined, but what they're doing is not fake. Their performance is not fake. When you would see Mick Foley get hit in the head with a chair, he was getting hit in the head with the chair.
He's one of the good
he ones. Was him and somebody like Sabu, they were taking barbed wire to their flesh. It was all drama, but what they did was not fake.
Fate.
It was far from fake. Yes, the outcome was predetermined.
Right, and who's going against?
against it. But what they did was spectacular. And
it's still,
what,
I mean, it's yeah,
oh, oh, it
it's
is.
Flipping past, I don't
it
watch
is.
It, watch it.
But the thing that drew me in, too, was, quote-unquote, the drama, the stories. You know, as much as I would love to read comic books, the X-Men and JLA, that's what professional wrestling was to me. Superhero, super, you know, just fighting it out in the ring. I mean,
right.
You see something like The Undertaker or Kane, they had that classic super villain burst. So, no, you can't defeat him, no matter how hard you try.
Right, he always rose up.
Yeah, he always came back. Even though you may have won them at the match, got away, they'd be back. Right. These were those villains that always came back. These were your Lex Luthers and your Jokers. They just can't keep a good villain down.
Oh, no.
No.
And they already always come.
Yeah, that's what I like about professional wrestling. Wow, what is that? That's so 80s. Electric Boogaloo.
That's, 80s. Yes.
A white boy trying
he's
to
be a fantasy football runner.
This guy who runs fantasy football.
This is Mystic Moments with Shaman Hastosio and Seer Sage Melancholy.
Aloha, yo.
We are doing splendid this evening.
Do you need my assistance?
Hastosio, your assistance is always needed, Shaman.
I will shake this before you. Are you annoyed yet?
Oh, we are anointed in the mystic world that is beyond everything we see. The spirits convene here today.
Through me they walk. Through the capsule of time it put through my head. You will also feel this when you believe in me. $40, please.
The wisdom of the shaman.
Thank you. Oh, you will believe in me. I will make it happen for you. First, take your thoughts up to the top of your head. Think of the top of your head. Now think of the bottom of your feet. Now put the bottom of your feet on top of your head. Now think about the center. Put your center in the second center behind the other center. You are now facing yourself from behind. Place your feet back on your head. Spiritually. The custom dreams that come through your mind are only going to talk to you for a moment. Don't let them come at you. Let them be with you and swim with you. Let them fondle you and caress you. Let them remove your clothing while you are in a dream state. Do not mind that this feels so real. Don't mind that the hands are so cold. Just keep in that dream state, then. Yes, yes, young lady, you are doing well. You are doing well. Yes. Just dream about it. Don't mind those hands, no. Don't mind the hands. There you are cured. You are cured. Thank you.
The wisdom of the shaman. Subscribe today. And a lifetime of wisdom will be headed today. That is only $40 a month for the next 10 years.
It is worth it.
It is always worth it. Because wisdom knows no price.
Yes, and it can be bought.
It can. I am the seer.
I am the soul searcher.
And this is the shaman.
Where's the bathroom, please?
Yes, this year marks the 20th anniversary that Urban Hippie and I created the House of Cuckoo's Play.
It was a great time.
Oh, it was.
All those girls that were in the same bed as us when we were writing it.
Exactly.
Giving us the influence and inspiration.
Yes.
It was a strange little, you know, we were close to Kirtland. It was still a Mormon area.
It was still, yeah.
They were traditionalists, but they weren't Mormons, but we just thought we'd live it up a bit.
Exactly.
It was a great party. Lots of nylons.
Lots of nylon.
And we read.
That's a nice big fluffy hair.
Pass the pipes.
Yeah, we had a lot of pipe pass. Going around.
It was a good time when we wrote the house.
And Pipe Lane, too.
I wonder what happened to that girl with the big brunette hair who was just wearing the nylons that day.
Yeah, that's
awesome. She's probably about 60-something now. She was older then.
Yeah, she was 40, but my God, she was a gorgeous 40.
Oh, yeah, with her big hair then.
She taught us things that we never knew.
I think she's in a nursing home.
Never know.
She's in a nursing home.
No, 60? She's not in a nursing home.
Well, something happened to her. She's.
Oh, something did?
Yeah, she went a little crazy. Something happened with the mascara. The mascara had mercury in it.
Oh. Oh, that mascara that they recalled from that time period.
So it's good you didn't get any on you that
no.
night about the House of Cuckoos. But maybe that's why she gave us the inspiration to the pink Persian pussycat.
She was
crawling like a cat, remember?
Yeah. And all we saw was a pink Persian pussycat.
Yeah, but you would wonder what we're talking about. You're going to have to tune in. Hopefully the anniversary show is our goal.
Yes, the anniversary show.
It's June.
Again, it's going to be live at the Ass Wax Theater, a variety special, if you will. And hopefully that'll be the entire part.
In the
Like a bunch of spider monkeys whacking off in my trailer. Whacking off in my trailer. Whacking off in my trailer.
Hey, Leanne.
Oh, Mr. Anderson, I was pushing back old time.
Yeah, Hank. Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Beavis and Bonehead!
Aren't you the boys a pain in my cat's ass?
Because the cartoon they brought back to MTV, which is probably the best thing that MTV has done in years.
You watched it?
Without, yes, it's fucking funny. Judge has done a great job.
He's got all the time now.
Oh my God, it was beautiful. It was it brought back memories of yesteryear. But the thing that MTV has done in a couple decades, all it's saturated with terrible, terrible reality show garbage.
Like our
buddy.
Our buddy has special editorial.
Hey, buddy, buddy. Hey, buddy. Vito.
Yeah, he gave his editorial on MTV.
He did. He did a while back. A few episodes back, he had nothing nice to say about MTV. I wouldn't either, because they don't play anything worth anything. What does the M stand for now? Because I thought it meant music.
Maybe it's offensive to Italians, too. I don't know. Because you, him...
Cause the terrible Jersey Shore, that is extremely terrible, offensive, I think, and just garbage. And why are we rewarding bad behavior? Why are we filming idiots? And why are corporations paying them to be idiots? And then they broadcast this across the nation. And then this
simple.
Is the behavior that young children see and feel, hey, it's okay to act that way. I could act like a blathering fucking idiot. A simpleton, lame brain. Dare you? How dare you? I'm the saturation.
They probably cause cancer for everybody. In
the now you come near them.
The Jersey Shore crew.
You have to stand 5 feet away from them because they're toxic.
Yeah, there's a herpes spread right here suddenly. There's a herpes making a smiley face on my forehead.
I got genital warts all over my body. I went swimming right next to one of the Jersey Shore cast members, and now I'm diseased with idiocy. And I'm orange.
Look, fish bones. I'm going to eat them.
I'm the saturation. I saturate myself so I look orange.
Saturation.
Saturation. I don't even think he's Italian. How insulting. If
I don't think they're half
people.
Human. How insulting.
No, I know. Well, yeah, exactly. The thing is a beast. Yeah, it is. It's atrocious. Each one is atrocious.
And that was a Faraday show up until that moment.
So that's what the reality show is. MTV's going to offer us a contract and then pit us with them. They'll listen to our comments and then they'll film us and then edit false reactions to each.
MTV couldn't be so lucky to have us.
That's right. They couldn't keep...
They couldn't contain us. And they couldn't even satiate our need. Because they're a demographic...
Well, for you. That's a demographic.
That needs to be... When I was young watching MTV...
The brainwashing.
MTV was beautiful when
some
we were young.
Yes, very liberal, very open, very...
I mean, they played music.
Right.
Music television.
Artistic.
I want my MTV, motherfuckers. I want my music fucking television. And I want good fucking music again. You played fucking everything that was beautiful. No repeat Mondays? Remember that? No commercials? Remember you played music? Music. Fucking like that, music. You played music videos. Video killed the radio star? Remember that? Pop music, shooby-dooby-doo-bop. Oh, wop bop a doo bop. Pop music, pop music.
Memories of music, this is.
The memories of what music television used to be. And the unfortunate thing is, the people who are probably the executive members who make the decisions are around our age or older, who grew up probably enjoying what MTV was, and then somehow they came and polluted it. You polluted MTV.
And other television sites.
I watch
VH1.
Yeah, VH1. Video Hits 1. Remember that Video Hits? We change with the times. No, you don't. Well, then make another station that's going to fit that group, but keep the music. What happened to the music?
bring back the music. And I don't mean generic shit like P. Diddy and Jay-Z, Kelly Clarkson or fucking Carrie Underwood. And yeah, probably I don't even know who sings anymore in the country world. Blake Thornton or Thornton Shitwood, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. Miss, whatever.
Missy Elliott?
No, what is it? Miss Antebellum or whatever?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga probably would support us at least. Now it's who can, you can't sell it in this technical age. I believe you do it the Radiohead way. Make your own shit, put it up, and hope people donate and make money off other things now.
Yeah, just
music age is changing. The House Cuckoos is changing. We're not charging on shows, although maybe a CD collection, maybe we'll do something for people.
Box sets, so you have a nice presentation.
Yeah, then we might, ask for a little bit of funds.
Our podcasts will always be free, so necessarily you wouldn't have to buy any CD collection we put out.
Not anything else. We might put out some albums just so we raise money to keep the doors on.
House of Cuckoos on LP.
Because we all got to help each other, yeah. Donate what you can. Yay, it'll be like a charity drive without being on college radio.
Cuckoo's Charity. Please donate.
Eggs.
And mayonnaise, which is made from eggs.
And we can then have egg salad.
You want some cuckoo salad?
Zoop, zoop. Yeah. This lounge is a nice lounge. I come here often. I like to come here after work. After a long day of trying to figure out some cases. I need a good shot of bourbon once in a while. Need to stare at them dames. I like coming to listen to the music, too. Mainly, to listen to the music. And to enjoy the succulent taste of bourbon as it hits my lips and washes my tongue. Of the day's filth of all the cigarettes I smoke. So there I was just sitting there at the bar listening to the music. And this fella, this baloop, comes walking up to me. As if he recognizes me. Just talking nonsense and bull obligatory conversational remarks. So I'm trying to give him I ain't got no game. I'm not here to play ball. Not here to shoot the shit. I'm here to take a shit. Leave me alone. Then he's talking about this unsolved mystery he has. I knew he was getting at that. There was this glimmer of recognition in his eye. I remember him myself. About a month ago, he came in, frantic, hysterical, and left out of there as quick as he entered. But this night, he was of sound mind, sober, lucid, if you will. But I still had to take that shit. That's the only thing I could think about. I could feel it fermenting, bubbling. I knew I shouldn't eat that burrito. But he kept going on. I tried to stay focused on the case. But I wasn't there to work. So to unwind, loosen, let go, release. But he wouldn't let me. And my stomach just kept bubbling. He was carrying on his own conversation with my intestines. Telling me if they should crash the gate. I was hoping they wouldn't. This guy wouldn't shut up. He just kept going on and on and on about his fiance who's been missing for about 3 months. But at this point in time, I couldn't give a shit. I had to take a shit. So I finished my drink, so I tilted my head back, and I gave him my card, said, "Please, tomorrow morning, we'll talk business." So in a clenched, hurried run, I ran to the bathroom. The moment I sat on that seat, he followed in behind me and just kept talking. Which clenched me up even tighter. "Sir, please. Tomorrow morning, we'll talk business. Right now, the doctor's out." Luckily, I had another shot of bourbon with me as I walked into the bathroom. So I gave him a 10-second warning. And then I let go. At that point, it was every man for himself, but I didn't care. I had business to attend to. I had an unresolved case that I was taking care of. Yes, the case of the shits. That burrito will always haunt me. But Ramirez's burrito stand makes the greatest I've ever had. moment as it hit the water, that guy was out the door. And I was done. Take us home there, Benny. There's no toilet paper! Is anybody there? Hello? Hello? Fuck.
This is the House of Cuckoos with Urban Hippie Brownie Cats and Radio Show with Dr. Antonio Luciferi. Welcome to the House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
You a showbot today?
Showbot, mighty showbot!
Earthquake. Is that honey badger still down there?
There, we got a giant honey badger.
See, this the football season's over, yes. Right? And
we took the mascot.
Right, you're holding him in here.
Yeah, it's the cuckoo's honey badger.
Either
mascot.
He's chasing his tail or he's shaking on the bar saying, "Let me out." It's funny that he talks. It sounds like a guy in a suit. He's got the
it's
jersey.
An actual honey badger. And you know.
But we hear him talking.
He speaks English. This
he
is
keeps
the first...
saying, "Come on, guys, get me out of here. Let me out of here."
First English speaking honey badger I've ever
tall.
Encountered. Not that I've encountered a French speaking honey badger
or walks
Spanish.
Upright with a jersey.
Yes. Big jersey on, big cuckoo's jersey, and thock you. Yeah.
He's been eating the dead snakes in the carrots.
Yeah, we give him
vegetables.
We went on Wikipedia and then we looked up the diet of a honey badger, so we just keep bringing him the food.
So he survived.
For the first week and a half, he didn't eat anything, and then
he gave in.
It's a good thing because
he knows where to go in the corner.
Yes,
in the bathroom.
And we had this big tub of water that he drinks out of. We go down and we refill it. We have to be careful because sometimes he'll run at us and attack us. So we have a kettle prod.
Yeah,
just
we don't
a shock
want
to stick.
Go crazy. Since he talks, he's probably like has some sort of an intelligence.
Exactly. Some iota of intelligence.
We'll get them back to the university as soon as they're ready. They usually take them back in the spring once the thaw comes out on campus, and they can keep them.
And that's the baseball season. The fast pitch girls team we have. His name is Butter. Butter the honey badger. So we're gonna return him, Butter.
We should be cruel and just let him out now.
He wouldn't know how to survive in this environment. Oh. That would be improper.
It'd be a great prank on the school.
It would, but I don't know if we would be able to find him again. I don't even know if that's at all possible. I think it's our natural right to protect this
rare species of honey badger.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only English-speaking honey badger we've ever encountered. It's rare. I've called a few other universities to come and see if they want to study it. And one university that we can't mention, a very highly accredited university, told us not to mention their name. But the professor came, or the scientist came. He was only here about 5 minutes, and he threatened to call the police on us if we didn't.
Release the honey badger.
Yeah.
Mascot.
He kept denying the fact that it was a honey badger, but clearly, when you look at the picture on the internet, and then you look at...
Right, down there, the talking honey badger is there.
He looks like a honey badger.
We should put him on YouTube.
Yes.
Start giving him beer, he's alright.
Yeah. Show him with the beer, just sitting there with the TV in front. Hey, fuck yeah, my wife and kids. That's great. Guys, gotta go home, I miss my kids. How does a honey badger know it misses its kids?
Right.
It must be instinctual. It does.
Think only a steakhouse knows how to cook up a delicious steak? Follow these easy steps and make your house a steakhouse. First, begin with quality beef. It's the secret to tender, juicy steaks. There are many excellent choices. A tenderloin, also known as a filet mignon. The top loin, which has many names including strip, Kansas City strip, or New York strip steak. The porterhouse, which has a strip on one side of the bone and a tenderloin about the size of a golf ball or larger on the other. The T-bone, like a porterhouse, but with a smaller tenderloin. The ribeye, or Delmonico. And the shoulder top blade, or flat iron. There are two two favorite methods for cooking steaks, in the skillet or on the grill. We'll look at both. But before we do, here are some steak basics to remember. Leave a thin layer of fat to preserve juices. Trim fat after. Pat steaks dry with paper towels to promote drying. Cook over medium heat. Keep the skin hot and char the outside before the inside is done. Use tongs or spatula. Never a fork. Shrink it when juices are lost and steaks appears. Now, let's look at the skillet method. Using a cast iron, bridge skillet, or other heavy skillet on a stovetop is a quick, convenient way to prepare tender beef steaks. Shake on your favorite seasonings. Place steaks in a skillet, heat to medium. Don't fry the steaks, and don't add oil or water. Finally, don't cover. Cook to desired brownness. Turn to medium. Remove excess drippings if necessary. For best results, cook beef steaks to just medium rare, that's 145 degrees Fahrenheit, or medium, that's 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The most accurate way to determine doneness of steaks is with an instant read thermometer inserted horizontally from the side into the center. If you don't have a thermometer, make a small slit near the bone or near the center for boneless cuts. Medium rare is very pink in the center and slightly brown toward the outside. Medium steak is light pink in the center and brown toward the outside. That's the medium skillet. Now, how about on a grill? For charcoal or gas grills, put steaks over medium heat. For charcoal, test the cooking temperature this way. Spread half of the coals out in a single layer. Then, cautiously hold the palm of your hand with the heat. Not only the seconds you can hold your hand there before the heat forces you to pull away. About 4 seconds, heat with medium heat. Now, you're good. Grill steaks to desired doneness during the day. In just a few minutes, you're done. It's so easy to make steakhouse steaks at home. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
An amazing new track from the marvelous Peter Because from beautiful Adelaide, Australia, and it is titled How Many Sexual Partners? Always a pleasure to get some unique art music from Mr. Because he gives the mind a fun romp inside of itself. If you'd like to hear more from this creature known as Peter Because, you can find info and great tracks at, got your pencil ready, www.reverbnation.com/PeterBecause, PeterBecause, ReverbNation, ReverB Nation. Also, you can catch him with a Purple Johnson Glimpse Situation. He is an equal half, and they are also on Reverb Nation. While you're there, just search Purple Johnson Glimpse Situation and get the rest. But right now, I just had to get up for a moment. I got a craving for steak. House of Cougars Radio Show.
We on yet? Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Today we're doing another interview. It has been quite a time before we've seen ourselves again here in your ears and audio fun. We thank the British Public Radio. We thank our own public radio friends for allowing us one more time to come on and share a great and brilliant mind with the world, who is a great man, once in a while of a unique odor, but a great man, Dr. Adrian Engelrod, and he is a master toiletician in many different arts of water technology, including toiletries, sinks, bathtubs, and sulfur specials. He's here today to promote his book, Sweet Flushings, The Study of Quantum Toilet Cyclometry. Dr. Engelrod, how are you today?
I am pleasant this afternoon.
And we understand that you have a doctorate in toiletometry, is that correct? Am I pronouncing this right?
Yes, it is correct. It is toiletometry, it's the name of the study of the quantum toilet cyclometry. It is the actual calculation equation of data for the proper disposal, use, and flushing of that which that lies in.
So does this study follow people around, or are you just willing to sit in any type of toilet situation? For instance, is it mandatory that you be in a public restroom to do these type of documentation works, or is it that you can sometimes just enjoy it yourself in one lavatory?
Well, it depends on the research type I am seeking. If I was to go to a public restroom, there would be certain things I would look for in the dispensaries of the waste. Now, in the study of a residential area, it matters not the use of liters used to flush, but the mass that is within that is to be flushed.
And is it a constant flush that you're always attempting to create, or are you just sometimes leaving it there?
It is
unflushed for these representations.
We do not leave it there for a representation. It will be flushed in the most efficient manner, which would then therefore equate to savings in its resources, for there is no water to be squandered inappropriately.
So is it just yourself in the study? Who is it that is creating these full lavatories to keep practicing the flush to get the estimated flow? Is it that somebody has to keep sitting back down and, if you will, just refilling you? Or... Or is it based on one time through and that measurement just assumed through the whole time? Which way are you actually calculating this, and how much fiber is involved?
We have an approximation of the study outcome, but we therefore use calculations that are deemed inappropriate when you have a mass amount of fiber to use that are beyond any general surgeon's recommendations. But the study needs to be conducted.
Well, in your book, you suggested the rocking horse effect. Now, in your book, you discussed the certain methods of the study and different ways that you approach the situation. For instance, the rocking horse method?
Yes. This is one of my most brilliant methods I have ever created. It is the motion to help rectify the appropriate masses required to efficiently equate a flush.
I see. There's one rock for the effect, or is this a sense of a metaphor for the measurement in the mathematical toiletry?
Well, no. The appropriate technique which is to be done, it is a calculation. You must sit at a 90-degree angle, your hands properly on your knees, and then you grab them and you lift your chest and you rock back and forth, back and forth.
And who counts the measurements? Are you doing this yourself, or is it part of the college helpers?
We have a team of specialists in many fields in the study of toiletometry.
Have you ever had difficulties in creating the performance necessary to conduct these experiments with everybody watching as it is?
Yes, sometimes when we go to do research, be it public or even private, sometimes, especially in the public sector, there could be some bureaucratic bind that could cause us from not doing our toilet research. And for that bind to hold us back, it is not healthy for our research.
And speaking of health, are you a married man?
I was married 3 times. There is a 4th on the way.
Oh, very good. And you are still a professor up at the Walmount College?
Yes, I am still a professor. And last year I was knighted by the Queen. May she live in God's glory.
Yes, very good. Congratulations on
Thank
your knighthood.
Thank you very much.
And it was amazing, the flower that you gave the Queen. Can you tell us about that? What was that unique green and blue, brown, pink and white flower that had a strange mist to it? Where'd that come from?
What it is sometimes through the proper fortifications of a quantumly mechanicized toilet, art could be created from waste.
So you grew a random flower in random waste in a random toilet and gave it to Her Highness Queen?
Twice.
And how did she thank you?
She knighted me the first time, and then she almost had me executed the second time.
Well, always great to have drama here in the studies.
Yes.
Losing my accent. So can you tell us more about your life a bit there? What drew you into these toilet-type studies?
You see, when I was a young man, there was quite a few incidents in my life where in my home as a child, which led me to seek the study of, the toilet would refill itself for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Did you cuss a lot about this? Does it make you say bad words a lot?
I would, especially when I was in the shower, bathing myself.
Well, I think we all have been there before. You have a solution to this yet? Is this what this book is about?
This is. You must read the book to find the solution.
How will we know we found a solution?
It will hit you square in the jaw. Literally.
Do we have a demonstration?
Yes.
It's live from a shower? Is that correct? We're going to flush a toilet on one of our employees who are showering. They don't know about it here at the BBB.
BBBCCE.
Here at the BBBCCE. But we snuck in on. We snuck in on him. Here we are. He doesn't know that we've fixed according to your plan. And he doesn't know that we're about to give up. Watch on the phone. Okay. And off it goes. Please explain.
Well, what we see here is a man who is bathing in quite appropriate manners. He is efficiently using the soap and gaining quite enough access to places that need to be cleansed properly. Now, this is a minor I studied in, but this is not my specialty. It is with the efficient use of the inappropriate technique. See? The inappropriate flushing of the toilet for no apparent reason. The man is not enjoying the experience, but there is a solution to this. And my book will help explain it. You must first buy this book. This great book. Let's flush one more time for no apparent reason. Beautiful, beautiful. It is now scorching hot water that is coming from the faucet.
Wow, I didn't know this was live telecast.
It was. The skin will now be scorched. Maybe second-degree burns from the scorching water.
Oh, he'll be all right.
He will. He has great insurance with the BBBCCE. Thank
Frederick.
You very much.
Frederick, you all right in there? We're just pulling a prank. You all right in there?
Probably.
He's all right, he's just being silly.
Remember, we had all of your organization keepers sign a waiver of consent.
Well, beyond the politics of getting you on our show, we just wanted to say thank you for being here for this one.
But it's been a pleasure.
Before we conclude our show, we still have a few more questions. Tell me when you were trying to be... Right, Purse, to create these formulas, are you writing them down immediately, conferring them in your mind? Are you bringing these to the chalkboard for the class, or are these secret government secrets? Which one is it?
These, the best time for me to excise these equations. They may come to me at the spur of the moment, but they fully, sir, please, they come out best when I am on the loo.
So you write these formulas? Formulas on the loo.
On the loo, I write these formulas.
And are they, how are they calculated? Right, are they, okay, we understand, read the book to see where we need to learn to practice it, but are these conclusions coming out good? Is there good results here?
I have released a lot of good results within this book.
Hey, you've even released a few good results before the show started.
I did. The toilet must be properly calibrated.
How was our toilet here?
Its calibration was slightly off. Ah. It was leaning more towards the South Pole, but I centered it so it is slightly equidistant from the meridian of the North Latitude, south of Iceland's Strait.
We will work on that, and perhaps with your help, after we read the book, which we have sitting next to the toilet. So.
It's the best place to read the book, too.
We have it sitting next to the loo, so.
Make sure you flush twice for courtesy.
Is that, we hear there's a chapter on how to not get splashed, is that correct? Because there is...
There is. Splashing...
It does perturb many people.
Can be annoying
from
some
flush,
people.
From the flush, that is, from the courtesy flushes.
Yes. You get a splash back that is inappropriate to your buttocks. You must line it with toilet paper thrice.
What you prefer over the wax paper covers?
Yes.
You prefer the paper, toilet paper itself?
The actual toilet paper, which was created to break down appropriately and efficiently to effectively flush in the most proper of manners.
Well, I do say it's been quite a unique type of interview this one has been.
Unique, sir, in such a way. What do you mean, unique?
Except your legs and your forearms are both made of pipes. You have pipes, and it's strange to see these things here that you're so involved with your work that you've actually physically altered your arms and legs with pipes.
Yes, I had them grafted to my body.
And you didn't do this because it was necessary, correct? You did this just because, and it helps you with your studies?
It helps me with my studies. It is like it is my zen that I've did this to myself. If a woman could enlarge her breasts or shoot fat into her lips, why can I not graft pipes to my body in honor of my work and study?
It's amazing how you kept your hands and feet on that. But that's another person's science, and we can get that, because hopefully you'll be part of your biography that you have coming out, is that correct?
Yes, my biography, which is due out the following February of the third year. That is not the...
We hear it's a tentative title, Me Upon the Throne, My Life Before It Was Measured, is that correct?
Correct. My agent came up with that one.
Dr. Adrian Enkelrod, we have been...
Sir Dr. Enkel Adrian.
Oh, I do say sir. Well, it's been a great pleasure here today.
My pleasure indeed. It's been an honor.
And we want to thank you and everybody else that accommodated everybody else here that was here today, from all our guest stars that were here, including Dr. Adrian Enkelrod and Dr. Adrian Enkelrod. We've had a full casting group today, including our friend Frederick in the shower. Frederick, how are you? Hello? Well, we don't know. He should be doing okay. And also from other people that have sponsored us, such as the Asswax Foundation Company, the Chairs for Chairless People Organization, the Shelves for Shoveless People Organization, and of course from the Smith Foundation for everybody named Smith. You can keep that suit because you do smell like a strange pipe brew. And you can get more of your wear at that. You have a website that you can't
do. It is iFlush.com.
Dot UK?
Dot UK, dot CO, dot U.
Again, Dr. Adrian Enkelrod. Let me hear you have to do
Dr.
Right away.
Sir Adrian Enkelrod. I must go. I have a flushing to take care of.
Take care of it, sir. Thank you, and we wish everybody well here from the BBBBCCE broadcast radio. Can we break back out the brandy now? I'm afraid of my toe is starting to get infected.
And that's been a telecast of the BBBCCE radio network. In honor of Special Mortuarium, Malcolm Stewart Mittenbuckles. May he rest in peace.
Someone went and got help by swimming.
There should have been a sufficient water underneath.
That's no good. That's no good.
I think you
yeah,
like
this isn't gonna help. This isn't gonna help any of my friends.
I don't feel safe in a car. No time to explain, just get in.
What's going on? Trust me.
That's good. That's good. But I ain't getting in no airplane, buddy. No, I'm not a fan of an airplane, but I do want to visit the rest of the world. In order for me to do that, I got to get my little phobia-stricken ass.
I'm more afraid of getting a passport. They still say you're a cuckoo. You're a house cuckoos. You guys are, you know, out to change the world. You're subverting our children and those people that listen. And how dare you?
See, you have
can't travel. But then the plane, too, would be.
Yeah. See, you have the dominant culture.
You have subcultures. You have countercultures. But we're cuckoo culture.
We're beyond that. We are our own culture. And we're going to bring it to you. My ranting, my raving, my disparaging hate.
Yeah, I bitch about everything. Why not, right?
Why not?
Avoid sad.
Avoid the sad face. Los hablos.
No,
I like that. Los Hablos. It came in the echo.
Sometimes we should put the echo in there just to do it to do it. Sometimes a, it's a natural occurrence to have it happen.
Added more to it this round.
It's kind of, you know, something for the community, huh?
He's not responding.
Do you think we should call 911? Anyone? He's snoring, but his ears are inside of his mouth. Oh well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
Cuckoo.